Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Quenisha. May I have your first and last name to access the account, please?
It's Barbara Papson, P as in Paul, A, P as in Paul again, S as in Sam, O, N as in Nancy.
Thank you for that information, ma'am. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address, please?
522 Douglas Drive, Wexford, PA 15090.
Thank you, ma'am. I do see here you have our Omax Ultra Pure, and as you know, ma'am, it does help promote healthy heart and maintain normal blood levels. How has it worked for you so far?
Well, it would work better if I would have received it. So here's my issue, Quenisha. This is my third phone call. So what had happened was I moved from my 148 Laurel Crest Drive address to 522 Douglas Drive. I had a surplus of your product, so I had called back in the fall and said, put a hold on it for a few months. Don't start it up again until, I think I said, March. Well, when they started it up again, they sent the first shipment to my old address. So I called shortly thereafter and said, I got billed for your shipment, but I didn't receive it. Oh, we sent it to you. Did you send it to my old address? Oh, yes, we did. We sent it to the old address. I'll send you out a new shipment right away. That was phone call one. Still hadn't received my shipment, so I called again, phone call two. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll get that out to you right away. We have your correct address on file. Still nothing. I saw that there was a credit on my account because this is an automatic payment, and I still don't have a shipment. So what's going on with my account? Can you double check and tell me what the notes say?
Yes, ma'am. So it does show on the 22nd of April, return shipment refused, 25% restocking fee waived, tracking showed original shipment, both reshipments were returned to sender. So it does show that we did attempt to send it out, ma'am, but it shows that both reshipments were returned to us. I'm not sure why. Customer called in, reshipped product, and that was on the 6th. And the 14th, return shipment received.
Why would they have been returned? Yeah.
No refund.
And why am I not being refunded? I still haven't gotten anything.
Let's see here, ma'am. Well, actually, it shows that we did issue a refund, ma'am.
Okay. Did you issue just one? Because I probably should. By now, it's like two shipments that I'm missing.
Well, we only billed you for one, ma'am.
Okay. How do you know?
It shows that here. We billed initially, ma'am, on the 6th. No, I'm sorry. We billed initially, let's see. Was in 2019. It shows after, so it was a 2-month thing. So we recently, let's see, it shows that it was recently refunded on the 22nd, actually. That's when it actually shows like it's been like the item was refused. Return shipment refused, 25% restocking fee waived, so we didn't charge you a restocking fee. Tracking show original shipment and both reships were returned to sender, so we refunded what you were billed for. We didn't even charge you for a restocking fee, ma'am, and that was $59.90. That was on the 22nd.
I mean, why are these getting refused? Do you have my correct address on there, or are you trying? I mean, something's wrong. I live at 522 Douglas Drive, Wexford, PA 15090. How in the world are these getting refused? There's no way they could be refused.
That's what it's saying here, ma'am.
Really, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
make
sense.
That's what it's saying here, ma'am.
I understand what it's saying. Does it make sense to you?
Well, I'm not sure what to say about this, ma'am, because I'm not, you know, at this address to receive or refuse any of the shipments.
Okay. Could I have, so I need another shipment sent out. I want a supervisor to call me. Not that it's anything against you. I just got to bump this up another level because this is my third attempt to resolve this. And I understand what your comments say, but it doesn't make sense what your comments say. So something is wrong with your distribution center. Not you, but something's wrong with the distribution center.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll leave notations here for a supervisor to give you a call back, ma'am. And that's going to be within a 24-hour time frame.
That's fine. Can you also put through for another shipment to go out?
Well, Ms. Papson, I don't want to do that because I don't want it to be another issue with them resending it out until we get to the bottom of why they're not, why your item is being refused if we do have the correct shipping address. So I'm going to leave that in the notations as well to let the supervisor know this is what you're calling for, to see, to get to the issue of why all of the shipments are being refused.
Can I also say something else here,
mm-hmm.
if you let me talk for a moment? When I called the very first time to excuse me? Did you do that?
No, ma'am. What I was doing was getting something out of my throat. I was trying to drink some water. But excuse me, what was that again?
You know what, Quenisha? Have your supervisor call me, and it will be an issue about you as well. I'd like a phone call back. Thank you.
Well, ma'am, that's what I'm leaving in the notations here, but I need detailed notations to leave here that you want me to put in the notations. I do understand you're tired of the shipments being refused, but you said that you wanted to say something, ma'am, so that's why I was, you know, giving you a chance to say something, Ms. Papson.
No, you were giving a loud sigh. Like you were
No, ma'am, I wasn't doing that, Ms. Papson. I'm not frustrated because what I'm trying to do at the same with you, Ms. Papson, is to see why your shipment is being refused. It's confusing to me as well. So that's why I deleted the last address profile that's listed here that you no longer stay at 145 L'Oreal Street.
It was 148 Laurel Crest, not 145 Laurel Street.
Well, ma'am, I don't remember the address off the top of my head, but I did go to your address profile to see if there was a problem with it trying to be delivered to both of those addresses since both of them were listed here. So I deleted that address profile, and then you verified that you have the 522 Douglas Drive, and I made sure that was the address profile that's here, Ms. Passman. So I thought you was going to get to that, so that's why I let you talk when you asked me to let you speak. No, ma'am, I wasn't sighing. I had something in my throat, honestly. But I do need you to tell me what is the detailed messages you want me to leave for my supervisor so we can get that issue resolved since it's still being refused. And you're saying that you're not there to refuse it. So I'm trying to get to the bottom of the issue of why your packages is being refused because you're not refusing them.
Can I stop?
Sure.
Could I speak for a moment?
Sure.
I really can't get a word in edgewise.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you said you deleted the mm-hmm. old address just now. I'm concerned that why was it still in the system? And it would appear to me that if things are being refused,
mm-hmm.
I strongly would believe that they are then being sent out to that old address, and that's why they're being refused. There is no way anything is coming to this new address and not getting it refused. It would not be refused.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, and I'm going to try to make this clear. Mm-hmm. When I called the first time, I don't know who it was I spoke with, but in addition to me thinking I got my OMAX 3 or shipment straightened out, the person on the phone said, would you also like to purchase a joint relief cream? I said, mm-hmm. sure, I'll purchase that. Ironically, that came to my correct address, 522 Douglas Drive. It was not refused.
Mm-hmm.
So how would that have come to the correct address, but the OMAX 3 product was repeatedly refused?
Right. So, Ms. Papson, answering that question, it does show here when you called in March and you stated that you haven't received the OMAX 3. You stated that you moved and you called in to update address, so it was reshipped. So how our system is, Ms. Papson, when we do update your information as far as, you know, the address profiles, your old address does stay here, but we have this thing where you have to, where it shows, is this address allowed for billing and shipping, or is this address allowed for billing and shipping? What we have to go in and do, and that's per the agent that you spoke with at that moment, we have to go in and say, well, no, do not use this address for billing, but you can use this address for billing. Or no, don't use this address for shipping, but you can use this address for shipping. So that was probably the problem, Ms. Patterson. What happened was that agent, you know, she updated your information. But what she did was she left the old address profile on there. So, you know, it probably did go to your old address and it was for refused by that person, may be staying at your old address.
Because it's a stranger. I don't know who's at that address anymore.
Right.
So what you need to do then, that makes sense. You should have told me that when we spoke.
I just looked at it, Ms. Patterson.
Okay, so clearly there's a mistake on the account after three. Mm-hmm. So this is the third call. I don't know who I talked to the first two times, but clearly there was a mistake. Let's get this order out to me. And you just sighed again, not clearing your throat. So let's get this order out to me again. And I also want a call from your supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. That's already left in the notations here. But again, Ms. Patterson, I've deleted the old address profile. So I'm not going to reship anything until I have proper protocol from my supervisor, because I don't want any situation after this one to be like it was before you called in, because it does show that both of those addresses was placed as allowed for billing and allowed for shipping. So I'm not sure why you didn't receive the OMAX 3, but you received the CryoFreeze. I do see here that you did order the CryoFreeze. I do see here that it was delivered to your address. So what I've done is updated all of your information as far as the address so that it can be shipped to the correct address once my supervisor do get to the bottom of that issue and give you a call back.
Okay, and they'll call me back within 24 hours?
Yes, ma'am. I have left the notations here, Ms. Patterson, and I am going to send over an email to my supervisor to contact you directly. And your phone number is 724-544-9842.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And that information is here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If I don't hear from anybody by Monday, then I will call back again.
Our entire call, Ms. Patterson, I'm leaving detailed notes. I do promise you of that. And Ms. Patterson, just to be on the safe side, do you have an email address that you want to put on the account?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's B L Patterson, PAPSON @gmail.com.
Okay, that's also listed here. Now it does show, again, just to go over the initial issue of the phone call, it does show that you were refunded of the $59.90 and it was approved on the 22nd. If you haven't seen that transaction in your account, Ms. Patterson, I would advise you to contact your financial institution, and your financial institution will let you know that it was refunded to your account, because it does show that it was refunded. But I've updated all of your information, Ms. Patterson. As far as your shipping and billing address, it is 522 Douglas Drive, Wexford, PA 15090.
Yes.
Okay, so all of that information has been updated. I've left detailed notes here for the supervisor to give you a call back within 24 hours, and that you need the OMAX 3 to be shipped out. Now, as you know, Ms. Patterson, you are on a 2-month subcontinuity. So that means you receive it every 60 days for the price of $59.90. That's the best price that we have so far.
Which is interesting, because from the time of the first screw up, it's probably been 60 days. So why wouldn't a new shipment be going out? I mean, I'm so annoyed right now because I have no pills. I haven't had any. It's just really, this is really awful customer service that I have to add to make 3 phone calls, and I still don't have it resolved, because now you won't even send out a new shipment until after I speak to a supervisor.
Yes,
so this is horrible, horrible customer service.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize you feel that way, Ms. Papson, but I just want my supervisor to get to the bottom of it. I don't want it to be where I tell you, okay, it's shipped out, and then you have to call back and you say, well, I didn't receive my shipment. I don't want it
then
to be like
then
that.
I would suggest if I were you, I would pick up the phone and call my supervisor and tell them, you need to call this person back as a priority.
I can't
really
do that, Ms. Papson. I can only send over an email with all of your information. That's why I verify all of your information so that my supervisor have the correct information to contact you.
I can't spend any more time on the phone with you. Have someone call me as soon as
possible.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you for contacting.